With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Yellowstone National Park officials are investigating another illegal release of bison after the Stevens Creek facility was broken into sometime last night or early this morning. Park officials said most of the 73 bison that escaped stayed in the immediate area and eventually returned to the pen. 52 bison escaped in a similar incident last month. Yellowstone National Park spokeswoman Vicki Regula spoke with Yellowstone Public Radio.
A criminal investigation into this incident has begun. Law enforcement agents are on the scene and are also repairing the fences. And the park is reviewing security measures at the facility and will make necessary improvements immediately.
Bison captured as they leave the park during their winter migrations are slaughtered or held in quarantine for possible relocation at a later date. Some of the animals are intended for transfer to local tribal communities to be processed for meat. The herd size inside the park currently numbers about 4,800 animals. An overcrowded homeless shelter in Missoula is facing the prospect of having to turn people away for the first time in its 40-year history. Missoula's Poverello Center is facing increasing difficulty accommodating its clients, who numbered over 200 on Monday night. That's 25% over capacity for the building. Bitter cold temperatures are increasing demand for the center's services, forcing the staff to consider putting a cap on overnight guests. Executive Director Amy Allison Thompson says they are looking to the community for donations to help cover costs and hire additional staff to keep the center running safely. The city of Missoula is 6 years into its 10-year plan to end homelessness. As record-breaking cold grips parts of Montana this week, the number of state residents seeking help to pay their heating bills so far this winter is up about 4% from the same time last year. As of February 15th, there were more than 16,300 households in Montana approved for federally funded assistance administered by the state known as the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. That's about 720 more households than in 2017. I'm Bo Baker.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. About half the students at Missoula's Big Sky High School left early today following the discovery of graffiti in a girl's bathroom late this morning. A press release from Missoula County Public Schools said the graffiti read, quote, "Don't be at Big Sky at 1:20, unquote. School officials said that due to the nature of the situation, they implemented a perimeter lock-in immediately following the discovery of the graffiti. They say staff were posted at all building entrances to monitor anyone entering or exiting. The release said additional law enforcement officers at the school completed a sweep of the building and, quote, did not uncover any additional threatening information that required additional action, unquote. At a press conference this afternoon, Missoula County Schools Superintendent Mark Thane said,
"There were no active shooters in any of our buildings today, and we did not have any situations where students were barricading in classrooms with furniture against the door, as has been reported on social media. It's the rumor mill. And unfortunately, I think all too often when it gets posted to social media, people accept it as fact, and it's not always accurate."
Afternoon basketball games were not rescheduled, and the district said additional law enforcement presence at the school would continue into tomorrow. Classes at Big Sky High School will run on a regular schedule tomorrow. Two healthcare groups plan to ask Montana voters to continue the state's Medicaid expansion in November and to fund it with a higher tax on tobacco. The Montana Hospital Association and the American Heart Association filed ballot language today. Montana's Medicaid expansion, passed by the 2015 legislature, has extended healthcare coverage to more than 90,000 state residents who were previously not eligible for Medicaid. Now, nearly anyone in Montana who makes less than about $17,000 a year is eligible for Medicaid. That will sunset next year, meaning it expires, unless expansion is reauthorized by the state legislature in 2019. The bill's sponsor, Great Falls Republican Senator Ed Buttrey, told Montana Public Radio this last week.
"I would not vote today to simply remove the sunset on the HELP Act."
The ballot language filed with Montana's Secretary of State today proposes raising the state tax on cigarettes by $2 per pack and by 33% of the wholesale price for all other tobacco products, including e-cigarettes. In 2016, the first year of Medicaid expansion in Montana, the federal government paid 100% of the program's costs. That amount ramps down to where Montana is eventually responsible for 10% of the program's costs in future years. State lawmakers estimate the state's share will be about $150 million in 2019 and $200 million in 2020. Signatures for the ballot measure are due by June 22nd. The petition must be signed by at least 5% of the qualified electors in the state at large, including 5% of at least a third of the state's legislative representatives' districts. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.